Loyalist Township Council voted 4-3 to table further discussion until 2027 on a ward boundary review. This decision came after the Ontario Land Tribunal repealed a previous ward reconfiguration bylaw from May of 2025. At that time, council passed a bylaw to establish a new ward boundary configuration. A notice of appeal was filed with the Ontario Land Tribunal in October of 2025, and on December 18th, the tribunal issued an order that repealed that bylaw. This means there are no changes to the existing council composition and ward boundaries for the 2026 municipal election. At their latest meeting, staff originally recommended receiving the report and increasing the review budget by $40,000. Deputy Mayor Nathan Townend added an amendment that would see further discussion left until 2027. Townend spoke about the need for adding the amendment and why he supported it.
My intent with the amendment is it doesn't, you know, if we just take the motion as it stands today, you know, there's essentially nothing. We're agnostic about any future process. What this does is it ensures that whether the next council wants to do a ward boundary review or not, that it comes to that council for sure to be dealt with. It provides some degree of certainty for those who, you know, who might be upset with the fact that we are status quo for 2026. You know, this will be dealt with in the next term of council.
Councillor Jake Ennis opposed the amendment.
I'm not going to be supporting the amendment or the original motion. My view is that we should finish the ward review that we started, and we should finish it as soon as possible. We should not stop or cancel the ward review before it's finished. The ward review will be finished when a change to the status quo is passed and it is not appealed or it survives an appeal. That's when the ward review will be over. So essentially, if this amendment passes, it's going to shut down the debate a bit. The township's own, our own expert Watson consultants found that the status quo wards to be problematic and that they do not ensure effective representation. All citizens have the right to effective representation in government. This is a democratic right enshrined in the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms.
Ennis spoke about a previous option, which he still supports.
The OLT has taken one of the final options proposed by our Watson consultants, one of the final options for change off the table, but there was a second final option. And the OLT did also conclude that final option two was reasonable. So in my view, I would like to see, and it doesn't cost taxpayers any more money, that staff bring forward final option two to council for consideration for adoption at a future meeting. The need for change to the wards hasn't changed. The reasons we undertook the ward review haven't changed. If anything, it's become more imperative to finish the ward review and be clear with the public. We should finish the ward review that we started. We should not delay it to a future council, and we should finish it as soon as possible.
Councillor Lorna Willis pointed out the cost of the last appeal.
If there's an appeal, the last one costs $53,000. So any new decision could likely be appealed and could likely cost that $53,000 again or more.
Councillor Paul Proderick noted the money the township had already spent on the review.
Having been to all the town halls and numerous events, and I don't hear in the community right now anyways a big urge to move ahead with anything right now. And I'm looking at, if I read the report correctly, spent almost $125,000 on this. And I don't think at this time anything more than receiving the report is appropriate.
Mayor Jim Hagedorn spoke about the upcoming election and additional staffing costs.
Anything more than this during an election year, I think, is just going to be extremely confusing. It's going to muddy the waters. And I always like to see a healthy lineup of candidates. And I believe that the confusion alone may deter some from actually putting their name forward. I'm even more concerned that the electorate will have concerns and be confused during the election, because we're going to finish a review. We'll come up with a response or a bylaw. It may be amended, or sorry, it may be appealed. So just that significant confusion in the length of 10 months, I think, is just for one thing, I don't think it's fair to the electorate that they would have to figure out in October what they're actually voting on. The other thing is, you know, related to cost, staff are already going to be work. They already are working on an election. Staff that are working on the election would be the ones that would be administering the review and bringing it back to council. So they can only work on one thing at a time. So in all reality, we probably would have to bring in an external source to be able to assist council through the remainder of this process. That is an additional cost. It's not in the budget. It would be over and above the budget that the taxpayers would be absorbing.
Council passed the motion with the amendment in a close 4-3 vote. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.